Hello and welcome to Outlier Parenting. I'm your host, Beth Feldman, and we have a really interesting guest today. A lot of times I interview parents on their successful kids, but I'm actually interviewing someone who is now actually a successful adult, but he started out as a kid. And his name is Gavin Doyle. And he, you know, was going to tell you, he was, I guess, obsessed with Disney, or was a huge, like, you just love Disney, and has become like the expert in all things Disneyland, Disney World, how to experience your Disney vacation in a much more affordable way. So welcome to the show, Gavin.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And just going off the bat with that intro, I could be nowhere that I am today without the great support of my parents and their understanding and great love and teachings in both marketing and sales, and also in just following your dreams and making what you want to do come true. So it helps so much to have those supportive parents. So that has just been the only way I've been successful.
I love it. Well, tell me about, so you said you started when you were 13 years old. So how did this all come about?
Yeah, so let me take you back a lot earlier than that. When I was 4 years old, we went to Disneyland for the first time, and it was on for my birthday being New Year's Eve. Because parents, by the time I was four, I think felt guilty going out and going to the New Year's Eve parties and leaving their four-year-old at home. So that was the first time that we went, and for my birthday, I actually had a true birthday trip to Disneyland, and it was just an incredible experience. That first trip, I remember just loving the time as a family, but since then, I grew up and appreciated, first, I loved just the rides and loved just being there. And then also, I think I'm just a curious person in general, so started to love and be curious about how things happen, the history behind the rides, what makes this ride work. For a while, I thought I wanted to be a designer be it a Disney Imagineer, the people who design the attractions. And so I was just totally curious about that piece of it. At the same time, I was also just an entrepreneurial kid. I was someone who had that lemonade stand, always was doing the fundraisers at school, trying to push to sell the most wrapping paper or chocolates or whatever it was that year. And all those things kind of came together when I realized, when I wanted to start a business, I was like, well, what do I know best? And that thing was Disney. And at the same time, that was also the thing that had the broadest audience around it and other people who were curious about it. So I set out and started what was then just a scrappy little blog where I really looked at other people's websites and said, oh, well, the big news sites just copy and paste press releases, so let's do that. And I started and had just press releases coming out, and suffice to say that blog flopped and did pretty badly immediately. And after a year, I shut that down because I was kind of realizing, well, not getting anywhere, whatever. But I kind of immediately felt this kind of lack of something to do in my life there, something that was different that I'd loved with the website. So I took a month off, thought about it quite a bit, and started up in a completely unique offering where instead of doing stuff every single day of breaking news, I was focused more on the history and the facts and kind of stories that I loved and writing these unique articles. And that's where the website really started to take off, and that was DisneyDose.com, D-O-S-E. And that grew, and we called it Educating the Disney Enthusiast was our tagline. So it was sharing Disneyland secrets and tips, and that was more for the person who already knew Disneyland but was interested in that next layer of detail, because that's just kind of where I was curiosity-wise. And in that, I then started selling advertising, and that was doing well. My mom always loves to joke that, so I'm on the West Coast, and all the big advertisers, the travel agents, were on the East Coast. So I was like in eighth grade, and I would wake up at 6 a.m. so that I could get on a call with someone on the East Coast, with them having no idea that I was 13. I think the only thing that gave it away was my high voice. From an early age, I was interested in the community and kind of outgoing with growing the website and turning it into a real business.
And in terms of your background with Disneyland, I mean, I know for myself that when my kids were younger, it was all about the fast pass. It was all about how do you find the easiest ways to get through the front of the line, because certain times of year, it's just insane and so busy. So aside from that fast pass deal, like what are some of your things that you've learned over the years that someone who's never gone to Disney ever, that they need to have, like you need to know this before you enter that park?
So it's interesting because that was the question I was kind of getting from everyone when they heard Disney website. They were like, oh, well, then can you help us with the tips? And that led to me starting a second site called MickeyVisit.com. And that site is focused specifically on helping you save money and experience more. And that's kind of geared towards the general population of anyone who's going to Disneyland for the first time or the 100th time to help you maximize that experience. And it was because of those type of same questions. So to give you a couple pieces of advice, the biggest thing for me is it doesn't matter what day of the year you go on. It matters what time you arrive. So you got to figure it out. You may be a late riser generally, but it's so much better if you get there half an hour before the official park opening, even if that means getting there at 7:30 a.m. on vacation, I know. But you got to get there because immediately those first 2 hours, regardless of the day of the year, even on New Year's Eve, like I said, we grew up going, you would have no lines, easy ride access, run from place to place for those first 2 hours. And then after that, the rest of the world, who seems to think it's good to sleep in on vacation, will show up and you're fine if you slow down at that point because you already done so much in the morning. So that would be my first tip, is making sure you get there early, regardless of kind of what that requires.
And in terms of what's your advice for like the best age for someone, like when you're going to take like a little one to Disney for the first time, what's the perfect age?
I think that for that perfect age depends on their maturity level. I'd say 5 or 6 is a great age, especially if you have the older sibling and then potentially you have a younger one. The youngest, another great thing to keep in mind is anyone who's younger than 3 years old gets in for free. So even if they're not remembering it, and maybe you have the older child, taking someone who's 2.5, even like right up to that 3 mark, because they're not checking birth certificates at the door, you have a potential window where you can have your child get in for free. And so that younger child, I wouldn't worry about quite as much, even if they're not going to remember that experience. Disney has great amenities for those who, there's like a baby care center and plenty of things to make sure that if you are there with a younger child, you're having a good time. Another piece with that is they have this great thing called Rider Swap, which is if you're going with someone, even someone who's older, like 5, 6, 7, if that child doesn't want to ride something, let's say Indiana Jones Adventure, which is a big e-ticket thrilling attraction that might be scary for those littler ones, you can go up to the gate, walk to the go through line as your full group, let's say mom, dad, and one child, just to explain it. Once you get up there, you can say you want to do the rider swap. And the mom or dad can ride first, and then immediately that second person can ride again with one watches the other child, and then they can trade off riding. So Disney's built out a ton of different systems and ways to make the experience great for even if you're an adult with a younger child, you can still have a great experience there.
That's awesome. So then let me ask you, since you said you're now 20, so did you go when you were going to college, were you still continuing to grow your business, and how did you do that? And did you have help from whatever program you were in college?
So I think I was influenced about where I'm going to school based on that. So I'm at the University of Southern California, fight on. And down here, we're right by, I'm about 45 minutes from Disneyland. So I'm still getting down there frequently, actually more than I did when I was up in San Francisco growing up. And I've grown exponentially in the amount of support and staff that we have. So we're growing quite a bit and to allow for great new perspectives and great new destinations to be covered. We're expanding with Walt Disney World, covering Universal Studios, both here and in Florida, Legoland, SeaWorld. Really our goal is to cover as much of Southern California and Orlando as possible, those great vacation destinations that are centered around those huge Disney properties. And that's just because we had so many requests from people. So we started the Disneyland site, and then immediately people were saying, well, we're also going to go to Universal for a day. Can you help us with that? So sure. Okay, I can write a guide to Universal. Then they said, well, do you have a Disney World guide? And I said, well, I don't know Disney World quite as well. So I found a great team of people who came on and are helping with, who are kind of the destination experts for each one of these different resorts and areas. And it's just been a great experience growing the site, and also been great, as you said, in college, learning quite a bit about managing teams and businesses. And so it's been great just being down here as well.
That's fantastic. And now you also have a book. Now, did your book just come out, or tell me about how that came about?
So early on when I started DisneyDose.com, I had kind of this understanding that we needed to have a product with the website. So created a 50-page PDF ebook, thinking like, we'll try this out, see what happens. Sold 200 in a month for $15 each. And I was kind of blown away by the support of the audience and also people's desire to see my perspective on what was Disneyland. It was called Disneyland Secrets, and each page was a secret or fact about Disneyland. So from that, I took that and pitched a publisher and said, here, it's been successful. Here's what's happened. Take a look at what we have so far. He said, okay, if you triple it in length, then we'll do it. And I was kind of very surprised, because I walked back to my parents and said, I think I'm going to write a book. He said, what are you talking about? You're writing a book. Well, let me see. So I showed him the email, like, I guess you're writing a book. Okay. So I had to triple it in length. I did a ton of interviews with Disney Imagineers, worked with the official Disney archives, had a ton of great support from within the Disney like history community. And it was funny, because at the time I was a junior in high school on the varsity crew team. We were one of the top high schools in the country, and had like 8 practices a week and had just no time. So I was writing it on like Sunday morning before doing homework during junior year of high school as you're applying to college. But I loved it so much and had just such a good time with it that it was all about the time management, and it all worked out. And the fun thing was, then once we launched it, I had such a good support and built out such a strong, and really it was a marketing plan to give out copies of the book and to our most faithful audience, that the book launched at the top of the travel category on Amazon and was immediately a bestseller, which was very exciting and really gratifying after those months of work on it.
That's awesome. Well, and then what is your advice, you know, for like a budding entrepreneur, someone who is only a teenager that has an idea, and, you know, what would your advice be about like how to start that idea and grow it? What would be the first thing that you would suggest they do?
Take what you're doing right now and go do whatever you're thinking about, go try it. Because I've had a couple of great opportunities. One, I had a failure immediately. As I said, that first site, I was just had no idea what I was doing. But doing that was a testing ground, a playground to see what would work. And that's still what works today. So first site was a throwaway, and it spent a year on it, but learned a ton. Second site, I got kind of the style right and learned how to build an audience. But even then, I didn't quite have the topic right. So the next thing I learned and what I would say is don't be afraid to pivot. So I pivoted, and we still have a history site, and that's DisneyDose.com. That's really still successful and has a great audience. But the revenue and the success has very much come from MickeyVisit.com. So what I learned was, okay, here's this history thing. It's successful. But what if we pivoted a little bit and talk more about the history, talk more about the tips and how to have more and have a better experience. So just don't be afraid to pivot that idea. Even if it's not quite what you imagined you'd be doing, try that pivot, because often that will then lock you in and you'll find a better success there. Because you may just have to get into the niche and then be able to think about it differently because you're in the niche, and then you'll be able to see that other opportunity.
Yeah, I love the word pivot, because there's so many people in my, you know, kind of like career path where we're all talking about like career pivots, but it's so interesting that it's even in terms of adjusting and pivoting your idea in order to make it more successful. And that the fact that it works for someone who is 13 years old or, you know, 60 years old, everyone can really benefit from the pivot.
Absolutely. I mean, and this was interesting, because I came in and was like, well, I think I'm only passionate about history. But what I learned was I was passionate about building the site, building a team, just talking about Disney in general, and had an even better time after doing that pivot. And it wasn't what I expected, but I was like, well, let's try it out. And something that started as this little side project immediately took over and was the most successful thing. So I can't encourage that enough, where if you have that idea of like, maybe this would work better, just try that. Even if it's on a side, on a different URL, on a different brand name, it may take off. And then also don't be afraid to dive in with that.
That's great advice. So where can people find you? Whether it's, you know, to find out about Disney, but also what if there were people that wanted to find out more about if they could work with you? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, right now I don't have the easy personal website, but if you go to GavinFDoyle.com, that's F as in Frank in the middle, that'll just take you straight to my LinkedIn, and I'm happy to chat. And I'm excited to talk to people who are always, who are entrepreneurial and expanding their horizons and what they want to be doing. So feel free to connect with me on there. Again, you can find me at MickeyVisit.com if you're planning that Disney vacation. The thing we didn't even get to touch on was we actually have the exclusive lowest prices on Disneyland tickets anywhere, and that was through a negotiated deal with Disney's largest travel partner. So if you go to MickeyVisit.com, you'll be able to see our links to buy tickets, and those will take you to what are the lowest prices on Disney tickets anywhere. So I'm really proud of that. And then again, if you're interested in that history, you can go to DisneyDose.com.
That's fantastic. I mean, for any parent, I have a friend right now who's actually in Disney World, and I'm sure she would have wishes she knew about this before she went down this past week.
Yeah, so, it's fun because that's the other great thing. And just one final thought is it's so fun to have a product service offering where you can stand behind and say, and give it to your friend and say, this is actually the best deal ever. This is actually an incredible piece of content. So just having that confidence in what you're doing just feels so, so good. And so I'd encourage anyone who's creating a product just to be able to say, how would I feel passing this on and having a friend use it? And it feels so good to get to that point where you're just so proud of what you're doing.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations and much more success to you, and good luck with college. Keep going. And and we will definitely share this with all our listeners. And if you're traveling to Disney soon, you better check out Gavin's sites. Have a great day, and thanks again.
Thank you so much.